John Williams, so famous for his award-winning film scores, including Jaws, Star Wars, and Schindler's List, wrote a violin concerto that transcends the personal story behind it. WRTI's Susan Lewis has more.
Williams dedicated his violin concerto to the memory of his wife, musical actress Barbara Ruick. She had urged her husband to compose the work, but died suddenly at age 43 of a cerebral hemorrhage before the piece was finished.
It's clearly a very dramatic, intense, and personal work.
Violinist James Ennis says the concerto can't be oversimplified by the tragic circumstances surrounding its composition.
It's a bit of an easy way out to say, oh, well, his wife had passed, so this is sad music. You know, it's not like that. I mean, John Williams is a great composer with a world of emotions in his music, so it's certainly a very complex piece emotionally, technically. It's quite a journey.
Ennis says performing it is very meaningful to him. He expects that listeners will find their own meanings.
As far as what it means and if that has any relation to what it means to us, that's kind of the mystery of the whole thing. That's something I really enjoy about music. It can be equally affecting to different people, but in very different ways.
John Williams and Barbara Ruick were married from 1956 until her death in March of 1974. Williams wrote most of the concerto that year. It was premiered in January of 1981 by Mark Peskinoff and the St. Louis Symphony.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.